Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Well, there's a couple of different stories across the papers this morning, but we'll start with the Irish Examiner first today. Their headline, New Terror Laws Still Hit by Delays. This is the paper's security correspondent, Cormac O'Keefe, writing today that the long-awaited government plans to try and update Ireland's terrorism laws or legislation to include a range of other offences, things like travelling abroad to join terrorist groups, are still not near to being published. And it's emerged, according to the paper, that the proposals are supposed to implement an EU directive that was adopted by the European Council and the European Parliament back in March of 2017, with a deadline of being transposed into national law by September of last year. And while many of the offences that are outlined in the directive are already prohibited under separate Irish terrorism legislation, there are three key gaps, the Examiner reports, that this particular directive would fill. For instance, things like travelling for the purpose of terrorism, receiving training for terrorism, or organising or facilitating travelling for the purpose of terrorism. And in addition, the directive also requires member states to establish appropriate support systems for victims of terrorism as well. And the Criminal Justice Bill, which includes provisions relating to these offences, was listed in the government's legislative programme for the spring-summer period of last year. And last January, the Department of Justice told the Examiner that the draft headings of the bill were at an early stage, and following queries this week, the Department said the plans are at also a preliminary stage. So there's more in that story, also analysis on the inside of the Irish Examiner today. The Irish Independent leads with a story that I think you'll be hearing much more about over the course of the day. Their headline this morning, one third of TDs have a second job or income. At least a third of the country's deputies in Leinster House have second jobs or other sources of income, according to this particular survey carried out by the Irish Independent. And this research of 158 TDs and also an analysis of their statutory declarations shows that at least 54 TDs, mostly in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, are also landlords, barristers, farmers, pharmacists and also shop owners. And there's been controversy this week over claims of double jobbing. Minister, for instance, Patrick O'Donovan said the issue of TDs having second jobs is something that should be looked at, but the Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin insisted that Parliament has to represent the diversity of people. And Micheál Martin's party has several barristers, landlords and farmers among the 21 TDs who have other occupations or sources of income. Several of the 16 in Fine Gael who have other occupations or income sources are landlords and farmers, and less than half of TDs contacted this week responded to questions from the Irish Independent. Only four confirmed their arrangements outside of political work, while the vast majority said they had no other job or income. There's more details of this particular survey in the inside of the Irish Independent this morning, and also editorial analysis as well. But we are interested in your view on this story this morning. Do you have an issue with that? Maybe it does or it doesn't bother you at all that some TDs, maybe your own TD in your own local constituency, might have a second job or second income. You can let us know on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. The Irish Times leads this morning. Their headline, Trump set to face vote to impeach this month. This is Donald Trump, the US president, facing an impeachment vote as early actually as this coming month, after the top Democrat in Congress ordered the charges against him should proceed. This is the House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing that she was directing the House Judiciary Committee to draft articles of impeachment, a key stage in the impeachment of a president, stating that Mr. Trump had seriously violated the Constitution. We will have more coming up on this story here on Breakfast Briefing in around 10 minutes' time. Just a quick look, though, at some of the tabloids, the headlines there this morning. The MERS headline today, HSE crisis inquest shameful, is their headline. The Herald's headline this morning, with the festive feast behind bars. The Daily Mail leading with a victory for bingo, and the Sun and the Star both leading with details of a court story from yesterday. But to some of the other stories that you will be talking about as well today, you heard Shane mention there, the farmers, the front page of the Irish Independent as well today. Farmers ramp up protests as new blockade planned for today. The farmers are expected to blockade another retail distribution centre today as they're going to step up protests over the beef prices. The IFA warning that further blockades would happen unless cattle prices begin to improve. Now, this protest today is expected to take place in Cork, and it comes as more than 130 lorries were prevented from leaving and entering the major distribution centre in County Kildare yesterday. Members of the IFA are demanding significant and immediate increases in the price that farmers are paid for beef. We want your view on this story this morning. Do you support the move by farmers to blockade a retail distribution centre? Do you support them? Is it a good idea? You can get in touch with us this morning. To a couple of other stories that you will be hearing about as well this morning. Interesting story in the front page of the Irish Times about conviction rates for driving without licences. It's as low as 4%. This is new details revealing that the rates for driving, conviction rates for driving without a licence, are as low as 4% in some parts of the country, with a high of 30% actually recorded in County Cork. The lowest conviction rates are in counties Monaghan and Cavan, which is 4% of cases which reach the courts in both counties, resulting in conviction. The national average conviction rate was at 19%. And the information has been released in a series of parliamentary question replies to independent TD Tommy Brohan. And the questions were addressed to the Justice Minister, Charlie Flanagan, with the replies coming from the court service. And Park, which is the road safety group, a voluntary agency advocating for safer roads, said it was left speechless by the figures, which concerned the riskiest drivers on our roads, according to Park. And there's more analysis of that story in the inside of the Irish Times this morning. Also on the front page of the Irish Examiner, you may have heard mention of it at the end of the news bulletin, parents fear online harms kids' well-being. This is more than three quarters of parents across the country say that they're fearful of the impact that social media use is having on their children's mental health. It's according to a survey that was commissioned by St Patrick's Mental Health Services, and they conducted among 500 parents across Ireland, and it shows the prevalence of anxiety in Irish life today, with more than half of people afraid that they will experience mental health difficulties in the future. And the results of this research are being presented today at the St Patrick's Mental Health Services, their annual their conference that's taking place in Dublin, and it brings together various different academics and clinicians and practitioners to discuss areas around anxiety. But their survey found 76% of parents see an association between social media and anxiety in their kids. 57% of Irish GPs say that anxiety is the main mental health difficulty for which they refer patients to mental health services, and 65% of people have had someone disclose to them that they have a mental health difficulty as well. Really interesting research, and I've no doubt there'll be further discussion and analysis of that story right across the day as well. To some of the other stories though, there's also a new research out this morning that shows that people who live closer to the sea have better mental health. This is a research that was conducted and concludes that those who live by the sea have happier lives and better mental health. And it was conducted by the University of Exeter, and the survey data from over 25,000 participants show that people who live by the coast are actually reaping the benefits, and people who have homes less than a kilometre away from the coastline are 22% less likely to suffer from a mental health disorder. Also, some of the maybe a little bit lighter stories that are out today as well. Lots of advice for people heading to the Christmas party. Do you have your Christmas party tonight? I know we do here in News Talk, but interesting stories about sober chaperones going to stop the office Christmas party becoming a feast of embarrassment or regret. Research on page 27 of the Irish Independent this morning. This is an Irish-based survey of 2,000 workers revealed that a third say they had consumed too much alcohol at their Christmas party, and 1 in 10 also said they had kissed somebody at their Christmas party that maybe they shouldn't have, and 17% say they were left red-faced, that they did something a little bit too embarrassing. We are, of course, running our Drink Aware campaign here on the station all this week. Plenty of advice and tips on our website at newstalk.com. Those are the stories making the headlines this Friday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on Newstalk.